The Net Promoter Score, or the NPS, is a measure of customer satisfaction and loyalty, and is used to determine how likely customers are to recommend and promote a company. The score is based on answers to the following question. How likely are you to recommend brand X to a colleague using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all likely and 10 means very likely? It's argued that a likelihood to recommend score equates with loyalty. The NPS is computed by taking the percentage of people who give a score of 9 or 10 out of 10, these are the promoters, and subtracting the percentage of people who give a score of 6 or below, the detractors. Those giving a score of 7 or 8 are ignored in the calculation. These are the passives. Most respondents who know a company or brand and have used it choose an answer between 6 and 10. In fact, the majority of people choose a score of 7 or 8 out of 10, and this means that the real width of the scale is narrower than it appears. The NPS score only uses responses from people who give extreme scores of 9 or 10 and 6 or below. These are people who feel some passion about a brand or company and will talk positively or negatively about it. A high NPS correlates strongly with loyalty and future growth. Tracking the NPS is important to determine trends in loyalty. Promoters are advocates of a company and become a company's best salesperson. In business-to-business markets, the average NPS is between 20 and 25. For utility companies, monopolies, chemical companies, commodity suppliers, in fact most Western airlines, they would often get NPS scores of 20 or less. For manufacturing companies of all types, large corporate companies, they would get NPS scores of between 20 to 30. And for service companies and companies with a high service content in their offer, for high tech companies, professional service companies, small and medium sized companies, merchants and distributors, an NPS score of 30 or more isn't unusual. For many companies, the best way of improving an NPS is to work hard to increase the likelihood to recommend score amongst those that give a score of 7 or 8 out of 10, in other words, moving them up a little bit. If a company or brand has more than 20% giving a score of 6 or below, there is probably something seriously wrong with the offer, or the offer is being targeted at the wrong segment. Companies and brands achieving high NPS scores, and some get 50 or more, always have an excellent product. They are also likely to excel at one of the following. They'll have a strong brand that delivers against its promise. They'll have good relationships with customers through frequent contact, and with staff who are friendly and empowered. They will respond quickly to requests. They will be easy to do business with. I'd now like to take you through how this model works in action. And I want to talk about Molson Coors. They brew beer and lagers. They also have a distribution division that sells and delivers soft and alcoholic drinks to a wide range of independent pubs, clubs, bars and restaurants, and here we're focusing on the UK. In 2011, the company in the UK had a strategic vision to become first choice for customers of its distribution division. In order to become first choice, the company interviewed customers to find out what type of experience they were receiving and how it could be improved. And it devised a simple program based on asking customers how likely they will be to recommend Molson Coors. Every year, thousands of short telephone interviews were carried out to obtain feedback. And key results from the customer interviews are emailed to the managers so they can address any issues. Audio recordings are played to the business managers so they can hear the voice of the customer at first hand. And quarterly strategic reviews track progress. The company witnessed a significant increase in its Net Promoter Score from a market average of plus 25 when it started the program to a market leading score of plus 60 today. This improvement was achieved by more and better interactions with account managers and the credit control service. The importance of customer experience within the organisation was made clear when the customer loyalty scores were used to calculate the bonuses of regional directors. This created high engagement and focus with staff who are in a position to implement the change and make a difference to the customer experience. There were many benefits to the customer experience program. The increase in customer loyalty resulted in a reduction in customer churn. Customers began purchasing a wide range of products from Molson Coors and the financial results improved all round. The most important part of the program was the effect of using Net Promoter Score in making Molson Coors a more customer-focused organization. As a consequence, it was easier to introduce other customer-engaging initiatives, such as an online community called the Promoter Club. This is an online blog in which customers can share and discuss improvements that Molson Coors can make to their service. And one such improvement that was suggested through the Promoter Club was to the online website, which now allows customers to pay online rather than having to wait for a call from credit control. A couple of things to think about. There's an enormous interest in building customer loyalty, and for good reason. Once the expense of finding a new customer has been met, it makes complete sense to keep them for as long as possible. The Net Promoter Score is a simple metric that correlates strongly with customer loyalty. The Net Promoter Score is best used when there is a sample of at least 50 and ideally 100 responses. This is because many people give scores of 7 or 8 out of 10, which means that the NPS score would be calculated on a low sample, the percentage of promoters minus the percentage of detractors. And this being the case, it means that it could fluctuate wildly when tracked. It may also be worth considering asking other questions that drive loyalty, such as overall satisfaction, satisfaction with different parts of the company's offer, and the likelihood to repurchase. All these questions will benefit from a supplementary question which asks, why did you say that?